This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Got locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. We broadcast 2 hours a day, 5 days a week from Missouri for now. And if you would like to call us, we'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933. Jason is engineering the broadcast. Dr. Shuley, are you blissed? Dr. Shuley, I'm broadcasting via the plain old telephone line this morning until I get the equipment running. So it's called POTS, P-O-T-S. Literally, that's the industry descriptor for the landline. POTS, P-O-T-S, stands for, literally, plain old telephone service. That's what POTS stands for. Seriously, that's what the telephone technicians, you know, when they come to your house, they call these POTS lines. And they work great. It's the other stuff that doesn't work so well. So
I'm waiting. That's all I use.
Yeah. Do you have anything that you'd like to share with us before we get into today's broadcast?
I don't think so. Whatever's up.
Okay. So I was reading an article, Breitbart News, and Breitbart.com. Headline, Coronavirus Outbreak Exposes China's Monopoly on U.S. Drug and Medical Supplies. And it says that the coronavirus outbreak has exposed the United States' dangerous dependence on China for pharmaceutical and medical supplies, including an estimated, and hold on, guys, you're not going to believe this, 97% of all antibiotics and 80% of the active pharmaceutical ingredients needed to produce drugs in the United States. Is that unbelievable?
Well, it's believable because of the unbelievable idiot craziness of our industry and our government. It should never, ever have happened. I hope they all go bankrupt as a result.
Well, you know, if you're wondering who made this happen, a lot of it happened under William Jefferson Blythe Clinton's administration.
Well, let's face the fact that, I mean, Clinton is as bad as the evil empire altogether. The Committee of 300, etc.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Oh, I agree. My opinion as well. Dr. Shuley, what we're seeing now is the supply chain fractures. And let me give you an example. Over the weekend, I got a call from a friend who needed, and this was on the East Coast, a friend who needed a part for his Chevrolet, common vehicle. And the part is required for engine timing within the engine. Now, we've had to buy the same part for a less common vehicle in Missouri, a Dodge, an older 1999 Dodge pickup truck with a diesel engine. So there are plenty of Dodge pickup trucks, but not all of them have this diesel engine. So the diesel engine's a little more rare, and the part for it would be more rare. It's the same part that controls engine timing. And the person on the East Coast needed one and couldn't get one at all of the automotive stores in the city. And it's a fairly large city, about 200,000 people. none of the, and I'm talking about just AutoZone, I'm talking about all of the different stores could not deliver this part. They're all out of this one part. I think, I can't say that this is a scientific example of what's happening, but it is indicative that it's going to be harder and harder to get parts from China, and that's where this automotive part comes from. And so not only are we dependent on China for the completed assemblies, but we're dependent on China for the parts that go into the assembly. Are you seeing any disruptions in your medical practice, Dr. Shealy?
No, not yet, but, you know, that's because I don't use much conventional stuff.
Right. Well, are you hearing any rumors?
I haven't.
Okay.
You know, let's face it, the establishment is not going to let it out of the bag until it's too late.
Mm-hmm.
Don't expect them to let you know there could be something coming.
Right, right. Well, let's see. To go on, it says, perhaps the biggest concern is over medical supplies. China produces and exports a large amount of pharmaceuticals into the United States, including 97% of all antibiotics and 80% of the active ingredients used to make the drugs here, meaning in the United States. Penicillin, ibuprofen, and aspirin largely come from China. Last month, the medical supply firm Cardinal Health recalled 2.9 million surgical gowns cross-contaminated at a plant in China. The blood pressure drug Valsartan also saw shortages recently thanks to the tainted active ingredients at one Chinese plant. The combination of supply chain disruptions and the increased demand at hospitals, if the coronavirus spreads to the United States, could prove devastating.
Well, I can say the industry deserves whatever happens.
Mm-hmm. In a dark irony, most of the world's face masks, now ubiquitous in China, as a precaution, are made in China and Taiwan. Even for those made elsewhere, some components are Chinese-sourced. Shortages have led China to declare the masks a strategic resource. Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Reserving them for medical workers. U.S. hospitals are critically low on respiratory masks, according to medical supply middlemen. Lack of protective gear could increase vulnerability to the virus, and the one place on Earth suffering from the production of shutdowns is the one place where most of this protective gear originates. So what they're saying is the need is in China, and the manufacturing is in China. And who would have thought that something as simple as a face mask is not produced in large numbers in the United States? Who would have thought that? Who would have thought that we have to buy ours from China?
Well, that means that the people in charge have not been thinking straight. They've been thinking in what I would call greedy, insane ways.
Yeah.
And it every one of them deserves to go bankrupt.
No, I agree. And Dr. Shealy, is another problem that we're having. And this is in China. And my grandmother used to say, don't touch that money. What she meant was currency. She meant Federal Reserve notes with George Washington and Abraham Lincoln and so forth on them. She said, that money's dirty. And she said, you don't know where it's been. People touch it with their hands. Yeah, that's absolutely true. And in China, right now, they have begun disinfecting currency.
I saw that, yeah. Oh, boy.
What are your comments about that, Dr. Shealy?
Well, insanity is worldwide. I don't know what else to say.
What about us in this country? Would you consider using protection, disinfection of currency here?
Well, yes and no. I mean, once it's disinfected, once it's back in use, it's infected again.
Correct. But before you use it,
you can't disinfect it every time you use it.
Right. Right. Every time you use it, you have to disinfect it. That's exactly right.
There's no way of doing that.
Yeah. Well, my concern is that when I engage in transactions that I don't contract, you know, the coronavirus or any other virus. And one thing that's happening, in my estimation, is that people are focusing on just the coronavirus. But this
right.
is symptomatic of everything, correct?
Yep.
So when we should think about handling, well, that sub sandwich that was made by, you know, that guy or gal behind the counter sneezing, rubbing his or her nose, scratching their face. You know, who knows if they washed their hands. Let me give you an example. I went through TSA many, many years ago, and the guy said, I'm going to have to pat you down. And I said, would you change your gloves, please, because I don't know where they've been. Absolutely. You know, I would do that every time. Here's another example. So I was going through the airport, and I said, X-ray? Oh, I'm afraid of X-rays. And they said, well, we'll have to pat you down. And I said, okay. And the guy said, I'm going to test you for gun residue, explosives. I said, okay. And so he was going to use these gloves. And I said, how does this work? He said, well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to test the gloves. I'm going to test this pad that I use. And this machine will ring the alarm if it comes up positive for explosives and gun residue and gunpowder. I said, okay. Well, can you test those gloves first? And he tested the gloves and the machine went off. Wow. Wow. Well, what would have happened if you had used those gloves on me and then tested me and the machine went off? Oh, well, we'd go into the room and then, you know, we'd get a chance to spend time together and I would have been terrible. And so I explained that, it's such a good thing that we tested those gloves first, right? What I'm saying is you have no idea, you class, meaning everybody, us, Dr. Shealy, me, all of us, we have no idea where the gloves that are used on us have been before. We don't know if the guy has syphilis and it's itchy. I mean, we don't know. We don't know. So always make sure that if you are in a situation such as I was, that you make them change their gloves. And if they're going to use a machine to test for some kind of residue, you have it tested, have those gloves, have that pad tested first before they use it on you and then run it through the test again. So make sure it doesn't test positive before they use it on you. So I don't know if it was planted, if they were deciding that they were going to have fun with me and they were going to put me in that rubber room while they beat me up. I have no idea what they were going to do, but I made sure that, from the best of my ability, I prevented it. Dr. Shealy, and I will be right back. Jason, I think I've got the network up and running, and the high-speed digital communications, I believe, is going to work. So if you can prepare for that, that would be great. Dr. Shealy, and I'll be right back.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
You know, technology is great. When it works sometimes. And what I mean by that is when it works for positive things, it's wonderful. But when it doesn't work, it can really mess you up. And if you think about it, let's say 15 minutes before the broadcast started this morning, I powered everything up, and I realized that the digital communications component of the studio wasn't working. So the computers were working. The network was working. The network switch and, you know, all that was working, but what was not working was the equipment to convert the analog signal from the microphone and the microphone mixer to digital and send it out across the internet. That was the part that wasn't working. So if you think about it, as we go farther down this road with the coronavirus, what is it that you have that you need to have working and that you really don't want to be without or can't be without, and you have a backup plan for if that does not work? So, for example, I mean, that was just a little little fire drill this morning here. The standard communications didn't work, so what did I do? I picked up the plain old telephone line and dialed in on a landline. So that's plan B. But what if we didn't have a plan B? And where we live, cell phone service is virtually non-existent. So if you have a cell phone out here and you want to make a call, lots of luck, because it hardly works. Dr. Shealy, any comments about having what you need before you need it in this emerging chaotic situation?
Well, you may remember that we discussed this last week, and I ordered a year's supply of toilet paper, and I wound up with a 2-year supply.
Well,
the rolls were were twice the size I've ever had before, but it's going to last a long time.
The neighborhood size.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I do remember that, and we have been topping off on supplies. But, you know, Dr. Shuley, I've got to tell you, up until a couple of days ago, and I haven't checked since, I haven't been out since, but it seems like nobody really is understanding that this is a real big problem, a really big problem. And let's go into why. Let's see. I'm looking for... okay. I have a... All right. So we know that the pharmaceuticals are produced mostly in China. Let's get a little bit more into detail on this. According to Breitbart, about 40% of generic drugs sold in the United States have only a single manufacturer. About 40% of generic drugs sold in the United States have only a single manufacturer. A significant supply chain disruption could cause shortages for many of these products. Now, that's obvious. Last year, manufacturing of intermediate or finished goods in China, as well as pharmaceutical-sourced medical material, accounted for 95% of U.S. imports of ibuprofen. So without foreign products made in China, we couldn't make ibuprofen because 95% of 95% of the material required for making ibuprofen is from China. 91% hydrocortisone. 70% of acetaminophen. 40 to 45% of U.S. imports of penicillin. And 40% of U.S. imports of heparin. So what we're saying is we are in dire straits in terms of manufacturing or providing pharmaceutical drugs without China. And we didn't know this, Dr. Shuley. I mean, we thought this, but now it's coming out. It's coming out so that it's for all of us to know that China has us by the throat. When we come back, Dr. Shuley, can you talk about what do we do? Ibuprofen, hydrocortisone, acetaminophen, penicillin. What do we do without those products, those pharmaceuticals? What do we do? What do we get, and how do we avoid needing them, if possible? We'll be right back with Norm Shuley, normshuley.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
14 people who were evacuated from the Diamond Princess cruise ship and flown back to the United States yesterday, well, they're infected with the coronavirus. the U.S. Departments of State and Health and Human Services releasing a joint statement early today saying passengers that tested positive were isolated from the other passengers during the flights and were transported to an appropriate location for continued isolation and care. Officials say the remaining passengers will stay under quarantine for 14 days. Over 1,000 former employees of the Justice Department are calling for Attorney General Bill Barr to resign over his handling of the Roger Stone case. In an open letter to Barr, the ex-department workers say that he and President Trump have openly and repeatedly flouted the rule of law and have damaged the department's reputation and integrity. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today? God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for 2 seconds
during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
This MD, and we're talking about the coronavirus. Rich Eben, welcome.
Billy.
Hey, Rich Eben.
Great to be on with you. I wanted to mention a couple things. Vince, you told me to chime in today real quick. I'll try to be as brief as possible. You know, Beijing is hunting down Chinese citizens, challenging the official coronavirus narrative. And as you know, even medical workers are detained for sharing coronavirus videos. So there's a lot of suspicion going on. There's a lot of chaos and criminality behind the scenes. And there was a federal arrest recently by a doc, and the federal agents arrested a Dr. Charles Lieber, who is a chair of Harvard University's Department of Chemistry and Biology. He was lying to the Department of Defense about monthly payments that he was getting paid $50,000 per month by China in order to set up chemical biological resource. Apparently, two other Chinese students, in quote, were arrested. One turned out to be a lieutenant in the Chinese Army. And one tried to smuggle out 21 vials of sensitive biological samples, as per the FBI. So I just think there's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes that is quite scary. And there's two subjects I would like the good doctor to address. First of all, the coronavirus, a lot of information from everywhere is being squelched. Even if you recall last week, CNBC has been actually talking about the origins of the coronavirus. However, Zero Hedge, when they had been talking about it for weeks previous, they basically got banned on Twitter and social media. So only certain groups obviously can give out information if it's sanctioned by the powers that be. And the two topics, Dr. Shealy, I really want you to address is HIPAA regulations. You know, I think we all realize that HIPAA, basically when it boils down to it, protects the establishment from the inadequacies of the system. And we all know that this is a disease that you can be asymptomatic for up to 24 days. The virus can live for 9 days. This is the latest data. And the diseases, the bacteria, can be spliced. And this is proven to be now a geoengineered bioweapon. And the second thing I want you to address, Dr. Shealy, is the two biggest funders of the World Health Organization, known as WHO. When you really look at who really pays the majority of the bills, it's the U.S. and China. Now, if U.S. has been semi-conquered, at least temporarily, from within, and China, who is the second biggest funder of the World Health Organization, which is deeply connected at the hip to the United Nations, we really have to put an asterisk around coronavirus facts and parentheses, because obviously we cannot believe a word that comes out of China regarding this particular instance. And I was wondering if you could address those things. And folks, gentlemen, I want to thank you for allowing me to give these questions. I'm going to get off the air here.
You can stay with us. Rich, you can stay with us and make sure your questions are answered.
But I think those are two very important issues, comments and questions that need to be addressed. Dr. Shealy?
Well, obviously, nobody knows anything in this entire thing. Let's face it. There have been more rumors about this particular thing than I can remember about anything in history. And they counter one another often. But let's assume that either it is a real virus or a created virus for warfare. Either way, viruses can kill you. And if it is the serious virus that is sometimes associated with this particular name, then we almost certainly will have a pandemic. As far as the World Health Organization, I put it with the evil empire, as I do the United Nations. I don't want anything to do with either one of them. So, we are stuck on our own, and we do the best we can. Now, for your information, just because I thought it was going to come up while something was going on, I looked up, where is the plain old ascorbic acid, which is the primary source of vitamin C, made? I haven't been able to find it. I found one thing that says it was, for decades, made in New Jersey. But they don't say where it's made now. And the fact that it says was suggests that it's no longer even made in this country. So if vitamin C, or the ascorbic acid that's made into vitamin C, is made only in China, folks, we're in it deep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's definitely disconcerting, to say the least. You know, just like once in a while you get an article that doesn't get purged real quick and it gets to the people. And I read one article about 2 weeks ago that vitamin C in high doses was doing wonders for this virus and other viruses, which a lot of those therapies have been squelched, just like vitamin B17. And I think there's a lot of information that the powers that be do not want to get to the people. It's just like self-sufficiency. They don't want people to be self-sufficient. They want to move them to urban, suburban America. They want to have their skill sets be lost. You know, they don't want them to harvest rose hips in the wild and edible medicinal plants like chaga and to boost immune systems. And it's definitely a concern. That's one of the reasons why USAPrepares.com is on the air, to give options and outside-the-box ideas to the people. But when you have big organizations and establishments, whether it be WHO or the UN or any of them, the IMF, the Bank of International Settlements, the Federal Reserve, you know, we've talked about all these things. It's if everything has been attacked at the upper hierarchy levels, we can't expect correct information getting to the people. And that's, I think, one of the reasons why we are on the air. But, you know, whether it be any organization, I think we need to tell people how to build our immune systems and concentrate on immune stimulants versus immune.
Right. Well, I've used this significantly since 1978 or 9, IV vitamin C as my major support for the immune system. And if it is made only in China, we are really up a deep creek.
Yeah.
Dr. Shealy, I believe, I don't have proof of this, but I believe that a lot of the tubing and the IV bags themselves are from China. I can't prove it yet, but I believe that is the case. And if that's the case, and if China decides they're going to take care of themselves before they take care of the rest of the world, we're all in trouble.
I agree.
Because those IV bags are used for every kind of surgery I can think of. And one of the first things that happens, if you end up in the emergency room, you pretty much get an IV drip. I mean, almost immediately. Isn't that almost always the case, Dr. Shealy?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Well, look at all the supplies in transit right now that's stuck out in sea that's not allowed to come into the country, into our ports. So this disease is definitely, I think the people don't know how contagious this is. And if you can be asymptomatic for up to 24 days and still be contagious, that's very concerning. And Vince, right before I came on the air, I heard you talking about an article that I was going to discuss tomorrow, where 80% of China's exports basically monopolizes not just drug, but medical supplies as well. And that includes U.S. supply of antibiotics, which are made in China. So if they indeed are an enemy, I mean, we all know that Dianne Feinstein had a Chinese operative, a spy, working for her for 20 years. We all know that Hillary Clinton had a private server that was probably, I hate to use the word attack because it looks like all this information was set up on a silver platter to whoever wanted it, including China. We all know that Bloomberg makes a fortune from China on a weekly basis that the rest of us will not make in our lifetimes. So there's definitely a lot of traitors, a lot of sedition and some people are being paid huge amounts of money for information and commerce not going in the right directions. Gentlemen, I want to thank you for your time. Dr. Shealy, thanks for letting me break in. I'm going to, I got a bunch of stuff I got this morning.
I have just looked it up, and most IV supplies are made in China.
Yeah. Yeah. Gentlemen, you guys have a great show, have a great day, and Vince will be with you tomorrow.
Great. Thank you. Rich Sheevan in Montana. Thank you.
And of course, that means,
Dr. Shealy,
Vince, that means that if the IV bags come from China, how are they going to be disinfected before they're used?
Well, you bring up a very, very important point because, correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't our skin the first layer of defense against pathogens, biologicals, chemicals? And so our skin prevents those agents from going into our bloodstream. But if you have an IV bag that's contaminated, you get it right into the bloodstream, which makes it way more difficult to treat.
Yeah, of course. Of course. Mm-hmm. And I doubt seriously that there's any way of any consistent checking of things like that when they come in.
So, Dr. Shealy, here's we've got a caller it's ringing. So, if you're calling, just let it ring. Jason will pick up the phone and put you on hold. So, just let it ring and we'll get to you. Dr. Shealy, I was thinking that for the last couple of weeks, you know, the U.S. mail. The mail lady comes to mailboxes, drops off letters, envelopes, packages, and so forth. And then what do we do with those? I can almost guarantee that most people will get the mail, bring it into the kitchen, and put it on the kitchen table or the kitchen counter where they prepare food. Correct me if I'm wrong, class. Is that what we do? I think that's what we do. Is that going to change, like, right now? Has that just stopped right now? I hope so. Let's talk a little bit more about that when we come back, Dr. Shealy.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At TCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Norm Shealy is with us. Dr. Shealy, in China, as of right now, there are almost 29,000 hypodermic needle suppliers right now in Asia. The top supplying country is China. And it looks to me like that almost all hypodermic needles are made in China. So we just found out that the IV bags are Chinese. We found out that most vitamin C is from China. Now we know that most hypodermic needles are from China. Now here's, of course, if you look at the humans and the need for hypodermic injections, we all know about that. And we don't like getting injections and needles. But let's swing over to farmers. Class, if you visit any farmer's house, farmhouse, and let's say they raise animals, and they can be sheep, goats, cows, large animals.
Pigs.
A lot of times they will need an injection of some kind, whether it be an antibiotic, whether it be a vitamin, or whether it be hydration, an IV bag, when they're down. If those almost always come from China, if the medications, the vitamins, the supplements, the antibiotics, if they come from China, how will that impact our food supply? I guess it's going to be a serious problem. Now for us, as farmers, we have hypodermic needles. So we're gonna reuse them. The once disposable hypodermic needle is now not disposable. But what about the plunger and the syringe itself? Dr. Shealy, aren't almost all hypodermic needles now the complete assembly, the needle cover, the plunger, and the whole thing, isn't that disposable?
Yes.
Okay. And let me ask you this. When was the last time you saw available for sale a glass hypodermic injection system with a reusable needle? When was the last time you saw one of those for sale?
50 years, maybe.
Isn't that interesting? 50 years. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, doctor's offices used to have a sharpening stone that would sharpen the hypodermic needle that had been used so many times that it became dull, and they resharpened them, sterilized them, and reused them. Isn't that right?
That is correct. When I was in medical school, that was the way it was done.
Well, interesting thing, our son, within the last couple of years, was at a veterinarian's supply house where we got injectables for our animals, should they ever need them. Like, there's a multivitamin that they get that we inject the cows if they're not well. It's rare. But they had brand new, old stock, and I think from 40 or 50 years ago, the ground glass hypodermic, what is that called? The part you hold your hand, the glass part with the plunger? The syringe?
Syringe, yeah.
Yeah. And they couldn't wait to get rid of them. You know, $1 a piece. $1 a piece. Now, what was considered something nobody wanted a couple of years ago would probably be in extreme demand now. Brand new. So, Dr. Shealy, can we reuse hypodermic needles if we have a way of sterilizing them?
Well, yes, if you could autoclave them. I mean, the only way you could truly be sure they're autoclaved, they're sterile, is it not boiling them. That's not quite good enough. It would be autoclaving. So if you don't have an autoclave, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Well, an autoclave is what, over 200 degrees?
Yeah, and it's under pressure.
Okay, so it would be. Would you consider it like a pressure cooker?
Yeah, it's heated in a pressure cooker. That's basically what it is.
Okay, so that's the homeowner's way of doing it. Okay, so, but what about getting the serum out of the hypodermic needle? That would require an ultrasonic cleaner, correct? Okay, so now we need two devices. So then, let's extrapolate this out. So, I'm sure you all have been to the ladies' rooms and the men's rooms where you see hanging on the wall a hypodermic needle disposal system. You know? What's the likelihood of those being ripped off the wall? It sounds like real high likelihood of those being ripped off the wall to reuse those once considered hazardous trash, hazardous waste, now is going to become a valuable commodity. I think that's going to happen. I really do. We'll be right back with Dr. Norm Shealy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.